Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, you guys.
Happy YouTube video day, you guys.
Upload day.
Happy what we're calling first day of Christmas gifting thing.
The first day one of the 12 days giveaway.
Yeah, it was my first time. So hopefully tomorrow I'll get it right. But at the end of the podcast, we're going to announce the first gift winner, and we'll do that each day leading all the way up through Christmas.
Yes, but we do want y'all to know that the giveaway window will close on Friday. So make sure you go back to Saturday's episode, click the link in the bio, and submit for the giveaway now.
When did your voice leave?
I don't know.
You were just talking normally.
And like a couple of minutes ago.
The enemy. Oh my word.
So rude.
Now you sound raspy.
Maybe it'll come back in a second.
Well, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I think it sounds kind of cool. You know, it's kind of like you're tough, you know?
Oh
like,
my goodness.
Yeah, you know, I'm just kind of tough. I think you got back from war or something. Anyways.
Oh goodness. Okay.
Yeah, let's just jump in.
All right, you guys, let's do it. Today we are in the Thrive Bible, and the devotional is titled Invest Time Wisely. And we're reading out of Acts 6, verse 3 and 4. It says, "And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well-respected and are full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, through Christ I have given you the power to do all things, but I have not called you to do everything. I have provided you with people who have varying gifts and talents so you can focus on the important work I have assigned to you. Look at where you're investing your time and the talents that I have given you and live wisely. Anything I've asked you to do, I've given you the grace to do. If the grace is not there, come to me and make sure that what you're doing is what I have called you to do. Don't carry things that aren't yours to carry. Give them to me. Live out your life doing what I am calling you to do, taking one season at a time. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "Your time and talents are of great value to the kingdom of God. In order to step into your calling, which may change with the seasons of life, you will need to learn to discern what you can't do and what distracts you or drains you. Then you can be free to do what you're called to do. Look at what season you're in right now and live it where you're needed most." The Treasure of Truth says, "You can't do everything, so do what no one else but you can do."
That was convicting.
I love that one.
There was this one specific part that you read that really stuck with me. And it was a few sentences, and it says this: "Anything I've asked you to do, I've given you the grace to do. If the grace is not there, come to me and make sure that what you're doing is what I've called you to do. Don't carry things that are not yours to carry."
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Okay. Well, I know for a fact that I carry so many things that are not mine to carry. Mm. And I think a part of it is like pride. A part of it is like the helper in me. Mm-hmm. A part of it is me just trying to maybe distract myself from the things God actually wants me to do. Mm. It's like, well, God, I'll get to your stuff whenever I've finished all this other stuff. Cause you know, I'm needed. I have other things I have to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I just find it super convicting because I'm being disobedient by doing that. It's right. Like, it's not like I'm telling myself it's okay that I'm doing this, but is it?
Right.
You know, because
yeah.
God desires our obedience over our sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right now I'm sacrificing a lot for the Lord, but am I being obedient to the Lord? There's a big difference.
Yeah, that's good. I remember reading this devotional earlier this year, and I feel like you were in the middle of kind of challenging me for us to outsource some things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at the very beginning of the year, I was still editing some videos. And for me, you guys, that process was so mentally draining because when we first started YouTube, I only was editing videos because we like had to get a video out, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, it would take me so long because I was a perfectionist and because I'm watching, you know, us, and there's not like that outside, you know, third party vision kind of just looking at it and pulling the good parts. And I remember when we took the leap to bring Zach onto our team and edit, it was such a game changer for me mentally. I had no idea how much that was draining me, and how the devotional said, like, look at your life and take an inventory of what is draining you. Mm-hmm. And if someone else could be better suited for that role so that you can do what I have called you to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like it also just increased our ability to, you know, get out more videos and have a podcast and do other things. And yet my pride, like you said, was like, well, I can do it all, you know, like, well, I don't want to give it to someone else. Like, let's save the money and everything else. And I wasn't looking at it as, hey, why don't we actually like bless someone with a work opportunity? And then also allow the Lord to increase our productivity in another way. But I do think that sometimes it takes that inventory check again, you know, like, and we need to do it in every single season of our life. Like, okay, I think it's a great time of year to do that right now. Like, we're ending the year and it's like, okay, let's take an inventory again. We're about to walk into a new year. What's draining us right now? What is God calling us to do more of in the next year, and how can we do that? And are there people around us that God has gifted in the areas that maybe we aren't gifted in, and recognize that and try to stay in our lane?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder for all of us. Not everything is so cut, clean, and clear, right? Yeah. Where it's just like, this is exactly what I'm supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that we have those burning bush moments. I mean, we'll just think about Moses for a sec. He had a burning bush where the Spirit of God was there telling him what to do. And he said no like 6 times.
Yeah.
You know, so if Moses, in the presence of the Spirit of God, a bush that's on fire, will say no, how much more will we say no?
It's kind of scary.
It is scary. So before we pray out, I think it'd be fun to announce our winner of the first prize giveaway, whatever you want to call it. And the winner is Grace Polly.
Yay.
I hope we said that name correctly, but expect an email from us today.
Very exciting.
And we'll have you pick out the gift card, whether it's Chick-fil-A or Starbucks.
Yay. Love it.
You want to pray sign out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for your reminders to take inventory of our lives, Lord, that you've graced us for different things in different seasons, Lord, and you've given us people that surround us that have different gifts and different talents, and we are truly better together, Lord. Help us keep an eternity mindset, a kingdom mindset, that it's not just about us, but it's about your kingdom and our talents and our treasures and our time. They are to be utilized and stewarded for the advancement of your kingdom, God. So if we're not graced to do things that we're holding on to because of pride, and yet they're just stripping us and filling us with worry and dread and things that are not of you, Lord, help us release those things. Help us walk into the next season doing the things that you have graced us to do, so that we can move forward your kingdom in joy and expectancy, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for these discoveries, for this new clarity, Lord. We just thank you for it. We thank you for this reminder today. And we're going to open up the floor right now for our listeners to continue in prayer and asking you about all of this stuff, Lord. And we pray that you give them clarity in this moment. Is the kingdom.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Au revoir.